This year's George Atkins Communication Award has been awarded to Gideon Sarkodie of Adas FM, a community radio base in Kintampo. The award is handed out yearly by Farm Radio International to recognize radio broadcasters who show outstanding commitment and contribution to food security and poverty reduction. Mr. Sarkodie joins the ranks of a number of broadcasters from around the globe who have been recognized for their outstanding commitment and contribution to food security and poverty reduction since the inception of the awards in 1991. Gideon Sarkodie is the fifth Ghanaian to receive the honor. The communications advisor of Farm Radio, Tara Sprickelf, tells Gloria Anderson that Farm Radio works to support African broadcasters to enhance their abilities to serve the interests of small-scale farmers and their communities to ensure food security.
The George Atkins Communications Award was established in 1991, and we use it to recognize rural radio broadcasters for their commitment and contribution to food security and poverty reduction, normally in developing countries. So the award is named after our founder, George S. Atkins, who was a farm radio broadcaster actually in Canada.
You just awarded one journalist. What was the criteria? What did you look at?
So our criteria really looks at how a broadcaster demonstrates overall programming excellence in responding to small-scale farmers' needs. A number of broadcasters are nominated from around Africa every year. So in this case, I believe there were six or so that were nominated. And we show their stories and we look at how they've contributed to farm radio, to giving back to their communities, and in looking at how they're reaching small-scale farmers through the power of radio, really.
So for Ghanaian journalists who are not aware of this award, what do they do? How can they participate?
So this year, we awarded it to Gideon Sarkodie of Adars FM in Kintampo. So what we're looking for is broadcasters who worked with farm radio or worked in some sort of rural capacity and have contacted us. So what we do is we look at building capacity for broadcasting programs. And so often our broadcasters will come from people who really use the services that we provide in developing strong programs, in reaching rural farmers, and have turned those into strong agricultural programs on the radio show.
What do you have planned as Farm Radio?
As Farm Radio, we're currently running a number of different projects throughout Ghana. We have two in the northern region currently and one that's upcoming, as well as one that we're developing right now in the eastern region. So what we're doing is really looking at how we impact farmers. So for example, in the northern region, we're working with USAID on an ATT project to improve capacity in cowpea farming and a variety of other farming. We've also looked at reaching farmers and improving their nutrition. So we're working with World Vision right now to develop a program that can reach farmers and impacting the nutrition in their lives and making sure they're able to develop as healthy humans. So it really depends on what our donors are looking for in terms of impacting farmers and creating programs that really reach farmers and create meaningful impact.